Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine returning your missed call for Home Care Services, sir. How can I assist you today?
Jasmine from Home what services?
Home Care, sir. You called yesterday. We were already gone for the day. I'm just returning your call. To Home Care Agency.
Home Care Agency. Oh, I wanted to inquire about it. I'm a long-term thinker.
Okay.
I'm 67. Due to taking sleeping pills because of things I was exposed to in the military, I started having memory problems. I've been working on getting off the sleeping pills, which is very, very difficult. But I was wondering how your program works.
So it's insurance-based. Most insurances cover the services, sir. What insurances do you currently have?
I don't have any insurance. I mean, I have car insurance. I have house insurance.
No, health insurance, sir. Health.
Well, health insurance. I'm on Medicare.
Okay. Do you have Medicaid, state insurance?
No, I'm only 67.
No, Medicaid, sir. It's a state-funded program through the Department of Family Services. That's where you get food stamps.
Right. I don't have that.
Okay. Because you don't need to. It's not age required. It's income required. So when you said I'm not, 67, that's for Medicare.
Yeah, I'm 67 years old.
So what we could see is that to see if you're eligible for the program, to see if Medicaid can pay for it. Personal care is anything within your needs. So anything with dressing, grooming, bathing, medication reminders, like housekeeping, meal prepping, grocery shopping, laundry, dishes.
Okay, so I don't need that
errands.
Now.
Right.
I'm perfectly fine. I mean, I climb up ladders and work on a roof when I have to.
Right.
Okay. What I'm trying to find out is, because my memory's slipping, okay, what I'm trying to find out is how does your program work?
You have to apply for it. So we would submit a referral. I would get someone to assist you. They would go into your home. They would do what's called a physical assessment. It would determine eligibility, days of care, how many hours you get. But first, you have to have the right insurance that covers it.
Okay. And what is
the insurance that covers it is Medicaid.
Okay. And what is the cost of it?
It's personal care is $35 an hour with a 3-hour daily minimum.
Okay, $35 an hour, 3 hours a day. Got it.
You got it.
All right. Now, if I recall, just going by memory, you can have a family member do it.
You can have a family member do it if you're on Medicaid, sir.
Yeah. Okay, and the family member would get how much?
It depends on how many hours the patient gets awarded and what county does the patient reside in.
Okay, well, I'm in Lehigh County, Pennsylvania.
So let's say you're in Lehigh County and you got less than 40 hours. You're looking at about $15 an hour.
Okay, about $15 an hour.
But that's not accurate. It could go up, like it could go down, depending on how many hours. I'm just giving you a ballpark figure.
Yeah. So the company gets the rest of the money.
No, not the company. It's state-funded, so it's Medicaid. So Medicaid pays for it. The agencies oversee that your caregiver gets paid.
Okay.
So we get reimbursed by county.
Got it. So, but the charge to the consumer is $30 an hour.
That's if you're doing private pay. If it's a family member, it's a different rate.
What's the rate for family member?
I just told you, anywhere between 13 to 15 an hour.
Oh, okay. Okay, you said 15. Okay, I get it. So it's 30 if you have somebody coming in. And
35 if you have the agency coming out.
35, okay. And
it could go up. It could be higher than that. It depends on the level of care of need of the patient.
Got it. Okay. Hey, I'm just
if you need it like a nurse. If you need it like a nurse, it could go up to $70 an hour.
Right. Okay. See, if in the event me or my wife would need some kind of long-term care in the future, I don't want to bankrupt my equity in our home that the kids would be getting. Because I read a lot of that happens.
Oh, if you own a home, you won't be anything with state funds, it's all income-based. So if for your protection, you should go online. Go online, look up Medicaid for the state of Pennsylvania. Look mm-hmm. about their requirements. It's all income-based. If you fall within the income bracket lines, then you could go ahead and submit the application. Obviously, you're going to get awarded. If you're over the income bracket, then don't even bother. You need to start looking for alternative care, either through private pay or getting into an insurance. Sometimes you have HMOs like Blue Cross Blue Shield that might carry a rider for home care. So you would have to do that due diligence to find out which policy would be best for you and your wife. But in order for you to get the program where a family member gets involved and gets paid through the state, that's strictly Medicaid. No other program pays that. Only Medicaid.
Got it. Okay. I understand. All right. Now, is there any websites in particular that you can go to get educated on this kind of stuff?
Well, it depends on what you want. Again, if you want Medicaid, you have to go to the Medicaid website. If you want home care services, you could go to any home care agency's website and see the services that they provide, the cost, what they do.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks for getting back to me.
Absolutely. What I can do is I can give you my number. If you're ready or if you want more information, you could always go online. We have our website. Called Family First Care.
Okay.
So like I said, you can do that with any agency of your choice. It doesn't have to just be us. Any agency that deals with home care services usually provides the same services.
Now, Family First Care, you only do Medicare.
Medicaid, sir. You're confusing both of them. You should write this stuff down so you can know.
Well,
Medicaid is when you retire and you pay taxes your whole life. So now you're retired, you're over the age, and you're collecting your benefits. Medicaid, with the D, is an income state-funded program that you have to apply for through the Department of Family Services.
But you can't own a home, you said.
I'm not sure, sir, because I don't work for Medicaid. I've heard that if you have a lot of money, you might not be able to qualify. Having a home is having assets. So, again, I won't be able to answer that for you. I don't want to mislead you. It would be best if you went onto the website, check the income verification, the requirements, see before within the bracket, and it doesn't hurt to submit an application. Because the worst that they can tell you is that you're over the income bracket or you don't qualify. That's it. It doesn't hurt to try. Many seniors feel this way. And then sometimes, you know, they'll fill out the application, be like, oh, I got awarded. Well, yeah, because you fell within certain guidelines and certain restrictions and certain age and disability codes. There's so many things that they take into consideration that it's not just you owning a home. They also take in place the family size, the amount of income that's coming in, you know, who's disabled, the disabilities in the home, the problem. So sometimes you might fall in that category where you own a home and guess what? You've got services. So don't let that discourage you from applying.
Okay. All right.
Or
ma'am.
At least trying. Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your website?
It's called Family First Care.
Okay. I'll look it up.
And also what you can do is always just submit an application. And then what we do is that we'll put you in contact with a broker that will assist you through the Medicaid process. And you will know right away whether you're eligible or not. And then you know for future reference, you know what, that's not a route that we can take. We've already exhausted this route. It doesn't work for us. Let's try another route.
Okay. Okay. My wife is still working.
Which that they will take that into consideration. But not everyone in the household needs to apply at the same time. You could apply first, you know, based on your needs, you know. And don't talk memory loss when you're talking with the state, right? Because memory loss is natural as we age. Once you start talking about, oh, memory loss, like it's a problem, like you have dementia, because they're real quick to start diagnosing people with dementia and Alzheimer's. You got to be careful with that. Because, you know, once you start talking about memory loss, you lose your rights to self-direct.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should look that up. Memory loss, the state, trust funds, money, bank accounts. How does that affect you? I'm going to give you my direct number. It's 267-551-7410. My name is Jasmine. If you like, we could submit a referral on your behalf just on you. We could get you in contact with a Medicaid broker, professional people that know what they're talking about when it comes to numbers and the state-funded program. And you can at least outweigh your options for the future.
Okay. Well, my memory's not that bad. It's just that I've been, I have what's called early Alzheimer's. I can drive and function fine.
Have you been diagnosed with that?
Early stages?
Yeah.
Early stages? Yeah, I was had a doctor tell me that, yeah.
Don't listen to those people. Don't listen to those people. They want to diagnose everybody with Alzheimer's and dementia.
Really?
I'm sure you're a very educated man. You need to do a lot of research on this. Because most people now, everybody, you notice all around you, everybody has dementia and Alzheimer's.
Well, I mean, I could still build a house if I had to.
There you go. See what I'm saying? That's the energy that you need to keep up. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise.
Okay. I never heard that before.
What?
What you just said, I never heard that.
Which part? I've said so many things.
Don't tell anybody that you have Alzheimer's or dementia. I was told that I had early stage of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, if I were you, you know, there's a lot of, you could go to a good neurologist, different doctors, you know, just don't take don't take one doctor telling you, oh, you have early onset. Because growing old is natural process of us getting brain fog, where you tend to forget things, minor things, not major things. If you still know how to build a house, you know your date of birth, you know your social, you can carry a coherent conversation, sir. There's nothing wrong with your brain. Don't let nobody tell you that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I talked to you.
Absolutely. It's horrible what they're doing to our seniors. It's horrible.
Yeah.
They're instilling fear. Once you got that in your brain that you're early onset, everything goes all loose after that, after you've been so told that.
What part of the country are you in?
I'm in New York.
Oh, my goodness. You couldn't pay me to live there, especially.
I love New York. I love New York. Born and raised my whole life. Love it. Love it.
I wouldn't want to be there with Mondani there, especially.
I don't blame you.
But
I can't find myself in Lehigh County. There's nothing there.
What do you mean there's nothing there? There's lots here.
Meaning, like, for young generation, young kids, young people. I don't know. Nothing. Small town, not really, nothing much happening. I don't like it.
Well, I'm a hillbilly at heart. I live on farmland.
You see, so you're happy. Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah, no, I can't. I mean, I can visit the farm. I can assist you, sir. But to live, you know, that whole just quiet.
So I bought the
quiet life. Yeah, not for me.
Live on in my 20s. I was 28. What did I pay? $2,000 or $3,000 an acre for it back in.
Wow, good for you. Yeah. See, but you knew early on that that's what you wanted to do, and you went for it. Congratulations.
Yep. I put down the book and started knocking on doors. I bought my first apartment building when I was 21. It was a dump. I mean, my dad said I was crazy. I paid $40,000 for it. It was a rundown, built in the 1850s, three-story commercial building. And I bought it when I was 21, and I fixed it up. I turned it into 8 apartments. It used to be a country store, and I turned that. That's a pizza shop. I want to close that, though. And I built a car business in the back, and I used to work on Volkswagens. My customers ranged everything from Secretary of Defense McNamara to some white trash called the Grateful Dead.
Wow. I'm sure your father used to sit down and just look at him and be like, wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I was a teenage runaway. I walked from Pennsylvania to Virginia, and eventually I joined the military.
The heck?
So, The life-changing thing that happened to me was I trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And that completely changed my life.
He tends to do that. He lets himself really deep within your core.
when you get the real thing.
Yeah, no, I'm a believer. I'm a firm believer. But that is the only way.
Prior to that, I had what I call easy believism. I went to a Leighton Ford Billy Graham crusade at Stabler Arena in Philadelphia. They did a message, and about 1,000 people went forward to pray, and I just went up and I prayed, and my life didn't change. I mean, my life didn't change at all. But it wasn't until after I was homeless and after I was in the Navy and I seen really hard times living on the street and walking around the country, I heard the gospel and I trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. It was life changing. It was at an independent Baptist church.
And that's where you found him. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's where he found you. Because yeah. he's looking for us.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
He's just waiting for you to tap into that truth. That's it.
What's needed is real repentance, and you don't get real repentance unless you hear the gospel clearly. So many churches just teach easy believism. You know, just after me, 1, 2, 3, and you can live your life. You know, after I had my false experience, you know, on school bus, the boys used to bring Playboy magazines. I don't mean to sound vulgar, but, oh, let me look at that, you know. When I got truly saved, when I truly repented and trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, if I saw a woman inappropriately dressed, I look the other way, and my wife likes that in me because a lot of men are weak that way.
Well, it's modesty and respect. Yeah. Modesty and respect. We've lost that. This world today is horrible.
It's sad. It is. It's so scary what our kids are growing up into.
But you sound like you did an amazing job with yours. I've done an amazing job with my three boys. And all we can do is just, you know, be that example that the world needs. That's it.
I could write a book. I mean, and I got very, very involved in constitutional freedom and liberty and supporting candidates. But I was a bodyguard for Ted Cruz. I was a bodyguard for Doug Mastriano. When he ran for governor, he's our senator. I was a bodyguard only once for Mike Pence. He turned out to be a fake. I was involved in so many different things, and you know, knowing people, and I've held 3 elected offices. But the reason I stepped down from elected office is because I'm at public meetings and I can't remember people's names unless I've known you for a long time or talked to you all the time. I can't remember new names, and it's embarrassing.
Well, you know what? Don't feel like that, because how old are you, sir?
67.
You're 67. I just turned 50, okay? And I can't remember the lady that I met yesterday, her name. I deal with so many people every day that it is impossible for me to retain everybody's name. So don't feel bad.
Well, I don't retain anybody's name.
Well, I was going to say I'm the same way, too, but I did remember one lady's name yesterday out of the 30 that I met. So.
Unless I can assimilate you, somebody else I know or something. Sometimes I'll remember somebody's name by assimilating their name with someone or something else.
Right. Yeah, and you can do that. That's a great way of putting a name to a face. Yeah.
Yes.
Adding an adjective or an adverb to it. Yeah. Sir, what's your name?
Bill.
All right, Bill. My name is Jasmine. Okay, I gotta go. Call me if you need me, if you have any other questions, or if you feel like submitting a referral and just, you know, throwing your luck dice out there.
So a good way to remember me, Jasmine. Silly Billy, mother used to call me.
All right, sir. You take care, okay? Call me if you need me.
Bye, Jasmine.
Right,
bye-bye
then.
Now.
Bye.
Yes, ma'am.